Welcome to the WDHU broadcast as Port Washington is on offense as they will retract the punt return from Owen Kirshenblatt as the fair catch is made. And they will be starting to drive at about their own 33-yard line.
Port Washington will start from their own 33 here as they want to have a good first drive here to get some opening points here against
Anthony Mauer, the quarterback, switched to quarterback after Behan and Gannon went down, and he is in an empty backfield. Two receivers to his right, three to his left. He's ready to take the snap. Oyo takes the snap, looks left, heaves it downfield, and he has a man, and it is dropped by number 11, Jake Siciliano.
On the target, had his man beat, dropped it around the 30-yard line.
Ioria looking his way the entire time, had him with a beautiful throw to his back shoulder, and he couldn't grab that one. And Siciliano has been a key factor to their win last week against Plainview, and he looks to make a bigger impact here against Hicksville. Now here is Iorio in the shotgun formation. Motions number 15, Jacob Apat to his right. He takes a snap, looking left again. Heaves again, same play for Siciliano, and it falls incomplete.
Went back to the same exact play there. He did drop before, but they saw success as he did beat his man. Looking for Jake Siciliano both times here early in this one. Looks like that may be a theme throughout this game.
And that time the safety dropped down and they did a double coverage, whereas last time there was a one-on-one for Siciliano as we come up on third down here for Port Washington. Third and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Shotgun formation again for Iorio. He's going to take the snap, rolls left, looking left, looks for someone, and he's just going to throw it away.
Siciliano was the intended man there again, who was in the area, and he throws it away, and that'll bring up a 4th and 10 immediately for the Vikings.
Vikings can't find anything on their first offensive drive. Hicksville can't find anything on their first offensive drive, and it looks like it's going to be a defensive battle already, as the Vikings have not gained a single yard. Hicksville, a total net yard percentage of -1. And here's the punt.
Shanahan
to punt it. Punts it with his right downfield. And it's going to take a bounce and go out inside the Hicksville 40 at the 38-yard line.
That was Frank Baravicchio back to receive the punt there, number 7, but they decided to kick it away there as it goes out of bounds on the 40-yard line. Now Hicksville set up for their second possession in this one from their own 38.
Now Hicksville looking for some offense to get going here, as last drive they had a run that went for -1 yards and two incomplete passes and a punt. And they're looking for their running game to get going, as every high school team, it all starts with the run game.
And we've seen Port Washington has struggled against the run this year, especially in that game season against Farmers.
Number 17, the quarterback, snaps it, and it's going to be a draw play to number 7. Not a lot of room, but he's pushed forward for a gain of 5.
So there again, Barbatiba will get to the 45-yard line. This will bring up a 2nd and about 3 yards. And we're going to roll at the 43, so we're going to bring up a 2nd and 5.
2nd and 5. Making it manageable here for Hicksville, trying to get their first down of the game. That draw play designed well. Number 7 couldn't find a lot of space, but he was pushed forward by his lineman nicely. Second play of the drive. Number 17 hands it off, same play, and it's stuffed in the backfield.
So they go with a run again, but that time Port Washington stops him at the line of scrimmage. Looked to be very similar, if not the same play. And now on 3rd and 5, they probably have to throw this one. And for Port Washington, he shoots down to get the ball back.
Shanahan with the initial hit there. Nice job getting off his man and hitting him in the backfield to stop that run from getting anywhere. And it looks like 3rd and 5, sticky position where you can't really run it, but throwing is also a bit of a risk here. Dixville looking for the first down of the game with about 8 minutes left in the first quarter. Ball in their territory at their own 43-yard line. He takes a snap, play action, throws left, tipped, and it's deflected by number 21.
Looks like he had a man open, but it was deflected at the line of scrimmage and then nearly picked off going the other way, but it falls incomplete, and that'll bring up a 4th and 5, and poor Washington looks to get the ball back here.
Nice play design, just a little short curl route hitches, but Max Taylor is there to deflect the deflected ball, and it's going to be another punt for Hicksville. What it looks like they're going for here is the offense is still out on the field, 4th and 5 in their own territory. And timeout is going to be called by Hicksville, just trying to get Port Washington to jump.
We get a whistle there by Hicksville just before the snap. And now, not sure if they're going to send the offense back out or this time they're going to send the PT out there on 4th and 5.
Nice and job by the Port Washington defense, mixing it up with some.
And offense walking off the field. No, it looks like they are going to keep the offense on the field here. They will go for it again on 4th and 5.
These last two drives, Port Washington's defense has looked really solid already. So has Hicksville's. I mean, if you're an offensive coordinator, you need to get that run game established early. And neither team are doing that so far.
Pretty tough for Hicksville here as they've been doing with their offense on the ground here, but on 4th and 5, they kind of got it through the game.
4th and 5. At their own 43-yard line, big play already here in the first quarter. This could be a momentum shifter for either team. Takes a snap, and it's going to be a punt. It's going to be a fake offensive play. Really nice play design by Hicksville.
They went with a drop kick there from the quarterback, Dylan Fusco. He pumped it to the 31-yard line of Port Washington. So maybe tried to get it where Port Washington doesn't have the returner on the play, as they don't want to give it to him.
I mean, we've seen that play before at higher levels in the NFL and at college. And in high school, it works just as effectively. No returner back, and the punt lands inside the 35-yard line at the 31. Now Port Washington at their own 31, trying to get their first down of the game and get some momentum off. And Diorio shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Hands it off Sarkazy, finds a hole to the right, sheds the defender, and he's finally brought down. It's going to be 2nd and 1.
Sarkazy gets very close to the 6 right there, tied at about a yard shy. Now around 7.5 minutes to go in the first, still tied at 0, but we're going to change that right here.
High formation for Washington. Another handoff for Christian Sarkazy, and that one is stuffed, a gain of 2. It's going to be 2nd.
Sarkazy pushing
the first down, though. That is enough for the first down.
They went back to Sarkazy on 2nd and 1. But they were stopped short, but he did get it to the first down with them only needing a yard. And now they'll have a fresh set of downs here.
Nice job by Port's offensive line, creating those holes as Arroyo's ready to snap it. And he does. And he hands it off to Sarkazy. No, he doesn't. It's a play action, and it's a throw to number 12. Intended for number 12, excuse me, Jimmy Gannon, but
a play fake there. He just didn't fake enough of the defense out. He was going for the sophomore, Jimmy Gannon there, who actually came in to play quarterback for the last week. But playing receiver here tonight, went for him on that little dunk off on the left side, but just couldn't get the ball
through. Ayo has made a few good plays on offense here with a few good throws, but that one is a little too high for Jimmy Gannon. Empty back for Ayo. Takes a snap, looking left. He's going to throw down the middle for Siciliano. He has space, breaks a tackle, makes a man miss, going down the right sideline, and he's tackled inside the Hicksville 25-yard line.
What a huge gain there as Siciliano got down to the 25-yard line, made a man miss, and another man fell down around the 30, and he is finally brought down at the 25.
Looks like there's going to be a flag here. Looks like it might be on the offense here.
Yeah, we have a flag here, and it does look like Port Washington's walking back. So and a big gain, but this might be taken back.
It will be on Port Washington. And that throw by Orio, nice throw down the middle for Jason Siciliano. and he makes a grab. Not only that, he makes a run after catch, breaking a tackle, making a man miss, but it looks like it's going to be holding that will retract the big play that Port had, and it will still be first down.
And he's going to bring them back to their... to the opposite 45-yard line. It'll be first and 10 here. Sorry, opposite 40.
First and 10 for Port inside Hicksville territory at the Hicksville 40. Oreo Sarkazy to his left. He takes a snap and he hands it off to Christian Sarkazy. A little bit of room and he makes it inside the 40 of Hicksville. And it's going to be a 4-yard gain.
But back to Christian Sarkazy, the running back. Again, going to him a lot here tonight.
Sarkazy has had a lot of success here on the running game. As Oreo takes a snap looking left, he'll throw it onto the flat for Gannon. Gannon breaks a tackle. Gannon down the left sideline. Makes a move. Still on the feet. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown for Washington. Jimmy Gannon in the flat. Catches it. Makes a man miss. Breaks a tackle. And makes it all the way into the end zone.
They went to Gannon.
Second touchdown of the year, and Port off to a thunderous start, up 6-0, and this extra point can make it 7 as Ryan Baxter steps up for the kick. There's extra kick, Brendan Lang, the holder. It is up, and it's gonna be straight through the uprights. 7-0 after the Jimmy Gannon touchdown. Nice play design there, making it look like a bit of a screen. Fooling the defense, Gannon catches it, two defenders on, makes a great play, and just takes it to the house.
So the Gannon touchdown in the backstory of the point before Watson an early first quarter lead here. I scored 7-0, it's just under 6 minutes to play here in quarter.
Hicksville looking to rebound after this bad start on offense and defense. It looks like they're just being outplayed and out hustled by this poor team. This game is, it's all about momentum swings, and right now for Washington, that's all of it. Hicksville needs to regain some of that momentum to get it going a little bit. There's Baxter for the kickoff. His extra point was good, and now Hicksville will have a chance to retaliate.
Let's go, Baxter!
Baxter!
To kick off by Ryan Baxter. Straight down the middle. He's going to be returned by 20. There's some room up the middle, and he's going to be taken down at the 33-yard line. Hicksville's offense trying out to the field. Two straight three and outs. Not a great start for this offense.
The number 20 there on the return. He took it from the 25, got him at 7 on the return to the 32-yard line. And now Hicksville looks to do something here. Gone to the full offense touchdown.
And this court off, court defense, excuse me, has been terrific here to start the game. Losses, deflections, hustle plays all over the
floor.
And Hicksville taking a rebound. There is Hicksville in shotgun formation. Takes a snap, play action, looking right, throws deep down the middle, caught by number 4. And he'll be down inside the Port Washington 45 at the 43-yard line. That'll be a 22-yard gain for Hicksville.
He's caught by number 4 there, Jalen McFarland. Originally on the throw, looked like he had him, then looked like he might have not had him. But he makes the catch falling down, gets back up for an extra few yards. And now Hicksville moving into the Vikings territory here.
Really the...
for a scoring opportunity.
Really the first positive play by Hicksville in this game. A dot down the center, right to number 4.
Up to that point, Port Washington's defense was playing really well. And obviously last week their offense had a big game. Their defense also a big game last week too, only allowing 7 points and then 0 here tonight so far.
Hicksville running 3 receivers to their left, no tight ends. Takes a snap. It's going to be a sweep to the left side. There's a hole. He bursts through number 7. Gets the first down. It's going to be a 10-yard gain. that's going to
they attack with the running attack as there is the senior Frank Barbatia, the running back. And Horwathi continues to struggle to defend the run this year.
Not good enough to move the chains, and all of a sudden Hicksville is deep into Port Washington territory at the Port 33-yard line. After that Port Washington touchdown, it looks like this offense just had a button clicked inside them, and they're responding greatly here. Three receivers to his left, one to his left, and seven to his right. He takes a snap, play action, going nowhere. Shanahan brings him down. First sack of the night for Port Washington. Shanahan there to take him down, and Dominic Blanca there to clean it up.
Ryan Shanahan came off the edge, but bring down Dylan Blanca and bring up the second and long here for Hicksville. A huge sack as they were moving into Port Washington territory, but now brings them back to almost midfield.
And Shanahan has already made some really good plays here, a tackle for loss already, and now getting the first sack for the team. Great move by Shanahan to get outside, not biting on the play action, and just gets there first. Just Hicksville at Port Washington 40, second and 17, takes a snap, drops back, looking right, rolls right, pressure, trying to move and escape, and he's going to get about a yard before he's wrapped up by number 44, that would be Andrew Newirth.
Andrew Newirth there on the tackle, throws him to the ground, so that'll bring up a third and still pretty long, as they only took about five there on the play.
Looks like it's going to be about a third and 15 here. Nice play there containing the quarterback. He escapes the pocket for a second. Not much room, and he's wrapped up by after a gain of one. And they're in no man's land here. Not in field goal range, but is it like punting range? You need to at least get to the 35 here at the XO.
I would say normally this isn't punting range, but if they have a 4th and 18, I don't think you can go for it, and you can't kick a field goal from here, so they may be left with no other choice.
We've already seen Hicksville go for that fake offensive play into a punt, and that can be useful all game just to get them off guard. As they line up here, play fake again, looks right, he's throwing right to the outside, it's going to be deflected by number 11. Number 11, Jason Siliano, making a play on that ball.
Jason Siliano, they've been going his way on offense. Now he makes a huge stop on defense with the pass deflection right there. They're going for Jose Sanchez there on the offensive side of the ball. Now brought up a 4th and 18 and really got to make a decision here. They may bring the offense out and Port may to make Port think they're punting, and we could see a fake punt here, kind of.
Nice play by Siciliano to get to that ball. And looks like the offense is still out there on the 4th and 18. And they're going to actually make it run a play here. Looking right, throws deep right sideline, and they have no one batted down. But Jake Siciliano again, two back-to-back great plays.
Siciliano, a few huge defensive plays to stop the 4th and 18 attempt and get Port Washington the ball back around midfield. So they actually went for it there and it did not pay off. Now that decision may have... And now they're Port Washington up 7-0 and getting the ball back later in this game. If this is close at the end, that may be the turning point right here and the reason Port Washington wins.
It looked like Hicksville had some very positive things going for them on offense, had some momentum building, but that just all came to a halt after that sack. And after that QB run, things went downhill. The Washington will get the ball back at their own 44-yard line as a timeout is taken by Hicksville.
So back on offense from the Vikings. And that was actually the end of the first quarter, so they'll move to the other side of the field from their own 38-yard line.
Interesting decision by Hicksville. Punted there. As it was a 4th and 18, you might as well get better field positioning for a defense instead of going for it.
And Port Washington wants to start the
moving again. Oreo Sorcasi's to his left. He takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Sorcasi. And around. Back to Oreo. He's going to throw deep middle. He has Siciliano. And it's caught at the 20-yard line. He's taken down by three Hicksville defenders. What a play by Port Washington.
What a play there. They went with the double reverse. Then back to Anthony Iorio, the quarterback. He launched it downfield for Siciliano. He's having a huge day right here. Caught at the 25. And got carried down to the 20-yard line.
First, Gannon lined up as a running back. Reversed it to Kirsten Black, back to Iorio, and a nice throw to Siciliano. And there's going to be a flag on the play. Looks like it's going to be a false start.
And it's false start on the Vikings. And it's offsides on the defense, so now a first and five from the 15 here.
Inside Hicksville's red zone, can Port Washington capitalize again? Iorio, it's going to be another flag. It looks like it's going to be encroachment on the defense again.
Offsides, Hicksville.
And that's back-to-back flags for the Hicksville defense.
Another offsides penalty on Hicksville brings up the first down here. Entirely on penalties, now from the 10-yard line.
From the Hicksville 10. Iorio with Sorcasi behind them. He takes a snap, play action, and he's going to throw for Siciliano. Batted in the air and intercepted by Hicksville. Inside the end zone, the return is going to be stuffed inside the 5-yard line.
Looks like he may have had a few people open there. Looks to be off the hands of a Port Washington receiver. And then it was intercepted, and a questionable decision there to bring it out into the end zone, and he only got to the 5-yard line.
Siciliano was there, but Iorio overshot it. A high throw bounces off my hands of Siciliano, and great awareness by the cornerback to snatch that out of the air.
Now Hicksville will start from around their own 5-yard line, so they just got the turnover. We've got to be careful there, because another sack that we saw before, and this is a 9-0 game, is they're in danger of allowing a safety.
Great play, Bob. Great play design so far for Port Washington, but that interception halted their momentum for now. And now you're still at their own 5-yard line. Has to be careful here. And it's going to be handed off, and there's a big hole down the middle. He cuts it back. He's loose. And he's going to be at the Port Washington 20, a gain of 15.
So there's some breathing room there on the play, as now from their own 20-yard line, we'll bring up a fresh set of downs and a first and 10 here.
Nice running by number 7. They've had successful runs so far this game, but they've turned to throw it much more than they have ran it. And they're down 7-0 with 10 minutes and 50 seconds left in the second quarter. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Hicksville looking to put some points up on the board. Number 10, running back to his right. Takes a snap. He's going to hand it off again to number 7, but there's no running room. That will be Shanahan again taking him down. Shanahan has been everywhere.
It'll be a gain of about 3 yards there on the play. It'll bring up a second and about 7 from their own 23.
Second and 7,
and Shanahan makes another good tackle to prevent any more gain from that play. Like the better team so far, but anything can change in a matter of a few plays. Here's Hicksville now back in the shotgun formation, excuse me, a tight end in there. Takes a snap, drops back, throws left. It's going to be batted up in the air and it's caught by number 4. And it's going to be tackled by Kirsten Blatt and cleaned up by Matt Sanders.
That was Jalen McFarland on the reception. Looked like it may have been intercepted by Port Washington, but they couldn't haul it in. And then McFarland did make that catch coming down around the 30-yard line. It'll bring up third and short.
Nice focus by McFarland to focus on that tip ball. It was up for grabs. Kirsten Blatt, nice job batting it away, but he can't make that second play.
Yeah,
third and one at the Hicksville 29-yard line. And come out, running back to his right. So it's going to be a sneak, and they're going to get it with ease. It's going to be a 3-yard gain. Hicksville first down at their own 32-yard line.
Right up the middle there, and they succeeded in getting a new set of downs. Now it'll be first and 10 from around their own 32-yard line.
And that tipped ball and the catch by McFarland set up that third and one. And if they didn't get that, they might have not gotten the momentum they have right now, as number 10 gets ready to get their offense moving again. Takes a snap, hands it off to number 7, trying to get the outside, and he does. There's a hole, and he's going to be down after a gain of 9.
The run again continues to get Port Washington defensively, as they've been struggling all season long with that, and it has not changed tonight despite the scoreboard.
That will be enough to move the chains, and it's going to be Hicksville offense inside their own 42-yard line.
Approximately 39 left in the half.
Some good plays so far for the Hicksville offense. Not many big plays, but these little runs really help set the tone for this game. Number 10. Takes a snap. Hands it off again. This time number 4, and he's going to be stuffed in the backfield.
That was Dylan McFarland there. We've been seeing a lot of their other running backs tonight. Number 7, Frank. But there we go, number 4, McFarland, who had that skipped catch at around the 30, had another catch tonight as well. But there they go with him on the ground, and he gets stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Ducks, he's saying he lost the yard, and this is going to be 2nd and 11.
2nd and 11 at Hicksville's own 41-yard line. Shotgun formation for Hicksville. He's going to take the snap, looking left, screen play for number 3, and he's going to be taken down after a gain of 4. No, he's pushed. He's pushed all the way near midfield, gain of 7. And he's going to be down at the 50-yard line about it, but there's a flag on the play.
There is a flag down, so this may be coming back, and based off Hicksville's reaction, this is going to set them back to probably a 2nd and very long here.
And it will be a Hicksville
penalty on the comments.
And they're back where they started. It's going to be a 2nd and 11. And the flags have been, penalties have been killer for the Hicksville offense so far, as they're moving back all the way to their own 21-yard line, and it will be 2nd and forever. So it will be 3rd down. It will be 3rd and a parking lot here for Hicksville. About a 3rd and 20.
Yeah, from their own 32, they'll need to get to the other 48-yard line here to pick up a 1st down. However, if they do get about 10 yards here, I would not be surprised if they do go for it.
This one takes a snap. Play action, rolls right. Pressure coming from Shanahan, and he's going to throw it away. And Shanahan has been a really been a game changer in this game. Multiple pressures, sacks, tackles for loss, cleaning up tackles. I mean, he's been everywhere this game, and they're 4-6 with a punt here.
And it's very hard to make a play there, as Port Washington knows the down and distance. They know it's 3rd and 20, so they bring the pressure, do not allow any time to throw the ball downfield, and force them to throw it away there.
Hirschenblatt back to receive the punt.
In 4th and 20, they'll bring the offense out, but this may be that drop kick, and Port Washington does have a man back to receive.
They don't want to take any risks here, as Hirschenblatt is back to receive. And it will be a drop punt, and Christian Blatt is there to receive, but it doesn't fall to him. It's going to bounce inside Port Washington's 35-yard line, and it will be at the Port Washington 38 as Anthony Iorio trots off. He's out there after that red zone interception, and they look to rebound. They still have the lead here with 6:39 left in the half.
picked that on a little line drive, barely cleared the offensive line, but it just did, and it lined up at the Fort Washington 38-yard line that they set up for first and 10, trying to score on maybe their last drive of the half. Been a low-scoring game so far, but looking to get some offense going here.
And their offense has been clicking, but they just can't finish at times. As you saw from that red zone pick, as Oreo sets up to take the snap, and he does. He's rolling right QB power, and he has space. He has space at the 45-yard line. Takes a cut inside into midfield. A big hit, but he stays on his feet. Oreo into Hicksville territory, and inside the 45-yard line, a gain of 15.
Oreo took a huge hit, somehow stayed on his feet, and kept going for 5 more yards. What a play there. Now in Hicksville territory, with a chance to add some more points to the score right here.
And that's what Oreo brings to this team. He brings a level of toughness as Oreo takes the snap again, this time in Hicksville territory at the Hicksville 44-yard line. Oreo takes a snap, hands it off for Sarkazy, running room to his left at the 40, 35, and he's going to be at the 30-yard line. That's run by Christian Sarkazy, and he's been everywhere today.
Sarkazy was pushed down from behind by the running back, who was hit a lot at running back today. I saw him return, but he's also hit the linebacker for Hicksville, Frank Garza, there, who pushed him down from behind.
Oreo takes a snap, QB power to the left this time. He's trying to get the edge, and he's not going to be able to, and he's going to be pushed out after a gain of 1.
And with a little run there, trying a chance at getting the edge, couldn't get it, but they do pick up a yard or two right there on the play.
And it's 2nd and 9 for Port Washington. Trying to go for the QB power again, as they weren't last time, but just can't find the edge that time. Oreo, two receivers to his left, two tight ends to his right, and a running back behind, and that's going to be Sarkazy in the backfield. Takes a snap, and he's going to hand it off to Sarkazy, and he's stopped. Not a lot of room. 2-yard gain. It's going to be 3rd and 6.
Back to Sarkazy. Now they're on about the 28, 27-yard line, around there. They'll need a few more yards to get to field goal range for their kicker, Ryan Baxter, who is yet to hit a field goal this year.
You can take a field goal from here. It is a little bit shaky, but if the option is there, he can take it, as Iorio is trying to get messages from his coach. Looks back at his offensive line, motions Sarkazy to his left, now he motions Siciliano, he's going to look right, he's going to run right, he's going to take off, 30, he's going to be taken down nicely, and his helmet comes off. He's going to be stuffed in the backfield at their own 31.
Dragged down, helmet came off. A lot of the times that does result in a face mask, but here I do believe there are not going to be any flags on the field. This will bring up a 4th down for the Vikings. Now they have a decision to make right here.
2.5 minutes left.
And a flag does come in. And this is going to be a face mask, and it will give them a 1st down right here.
That's huge for Port Washington, as they were facing a 3rd and 8.
As now with the clock ticking down towards 2 minutes in the half, this likely is their last possession, so it is that much more important to get points here.
And Iorio has been the heart of this offense so far, as everything ran through him. Empty backfield so far for Iorio. Gannon to his left along with Siciliano. And Shanahan to his right. Takes a snap, looks left, looking for Gannon, nothing there. He thinks about throwing, still has time, has all day to throw. Pressure coming, reverses right. He's trying to get the edge now. He has space. He's going to throw end zone. Wide open, Jimmy Gannon. And it's his 2nd touchdown of the game.
What a play there. Iorio ran left, looking for Gannon there. Couldn't find him. Had all day to go back right and launch it downfield for Jimmy Gannon, who was wide open for the touchdown.
What a play by Iorio, just buying time. 3 defenders coming at him, stays calm, rolls right, crossbody throw to a wide open Jimmy Gannon for his 2nd touchdown of the night. 13-0 for Washington, chance to make it 14. if Basham makes this kick, as there are flags on the play already.
And what a play right there, and what a season he is having. And he's got 2 touchdowns tonight and has had 1 each of the past 2 weeks. So for the last 3 weeks, what a season for the sophomore, Jimmy Gannon.
Axis set him up for the kick. And he's already nailed the extra point. This is his second of the night. This will extend Fort Washington's lead to 14 if he does make this.
Ryan Baxter was 5-for-6 on extra points last week in their huge win.
Brendan Wang, the holder, doing a nice job so far. And Baxter sets up the kick. The whistle's finally blown after some confusion. The kick is up. It is straight through the uprights. 14-0 for Port Washington with 1:50 left in the half. Pittsburgh being shut out here so far.
Port Washington defense looked great in these past 2 weeks with some turnovers. Last week they had that Ryan Amon defensive touchdown, and this week they're getting a shutout right here with under 2 minutes to go in the first half.
Washington will try to hold this with 0 points as they come out on offense with 1:50 left. This offense so far has been clicking. Nice run plays by Christian Sarkazy and Anthony Ario. Nice passing plays. Jimmy Gannon and Siciliano have been the main benefactors of this offense, throwing wise, and Iorio has done a nice job just not throwing it into danger aside from that one interception that was tipped up in the air.
Now after his extra point, it'll be Ryan back to the kicker, and he just went away from the 40-yard line.
Here's Ryan Baxter, the kickoff. It off to Hicksville. He boots it down the middle. Great kick. Received by Hicksville. He's going to be at the 20. Makes his way to the 25, 30. And he's going to be bounced out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Good return by Hicksville.
It'll be Frank Baravichia again on the return. Great kick there by Baxter. Not such good coverage on the return, as they do allow him to get across the 32-yard line. With now 1:44 to go in the half, and Hicksville trying to get some offense on the board before we do go to our break here.
An interesting spot for Hicksville. You don't want to give the ball back to Port Washington after what you've seen them do on offense. And at the same time, you do want to get some points on the board. Do you go aggressive here, or do you play conservative and just run up the clock?
Trying to get something going as they've not been able to. They did have that one good drive that was stopped by a turnover.
There's number 10. Takes a snap, hands it off to number 22. He tries to find the edge. He's going to be hammered by number 44. Number 44, Andrew Newark.
Andrew Newark on the tackle.
Second and 10.
And now we are going to get a timeout likely by the Vikings, as they've got a chance to get this ball back if they're able to stop the Hicksville right here.
They do get the ball back, a chance to make it a 3-possession game. They have them in the clear for the second half. But if you're Hicksville, second and 10, a shaky place to be. If you don't get a lot of yards on this second down play, you might have to just try and run the clock down.
But on the other side, if you do run a more risky play, you can gain more yards. But they are also in danger of tipping the ball away, which would put Port Washington immediately in borderline field goal range.
And a few notable injuries. That's Eric Soren is out, along with Harry Behan, the starting quarterback, who was supposed to be starting the entire season, but he did break his shoulder at surgery on it. Or Iorio forced to move to that quarterback position. There's number 10, he takes a snap, looking left to throw. And his throw is going to be high, but caught by number 1. The ball pops out. The ball is free. It's on the floor. Fumble. And it's going to be recovered by Port Washington, nice shot by the defense to get the ball back. And as you said, more risky play, you can turn the ball over, and that's exactly what they do as a flag is thrown.
Port Washington defense forced a fumble yet again. There is a flag down. Don't know what this could be.
Really good job by the Port Washington defense, getting their offense in the best situation possible with a minute 16 left. Inside Eastern territory at the Eastern 44, but this flag might change things. And already a few flags for Hicksville, and the flags have just been killing them on offense and on defense already.
And now Port Washington a chance to make this a three-score game with still a minute 16 to go before the half.
There is a level of frustration coming up of Hicksville right now as the coaches try to calm their players down and get them reorganized. And the coach is talking to the ref to see what the flag is about.
Now a chance for Port Washington to talk things over, determine what kind of play they want to be running here.
And Iorio trots out again. What a game Iorio's had. Aside from that one batted pick, he's made some great throws. He's been really good at extending the play. Just seeing what options he has and letting the plays develop, not being too quick with the ball out of his hands.
Ball was placed at 40.
And it's going to be crossing the ball at the Hicksville 44 with a minute 16 left in the half. A chance to make it a three-possession game before halftime. And Iorio out there with Sarkazy as his running back. Has one-on-one with number 15 down at the right with Jacob Apat as he's going to take the ball. It's Kiwi Power to the left. The hole opens up and he gains the edge. It's going to be a 10-yard gain.
And now Port Washington moving toward field goal range for the kicker Ryan Baxter with still a minute to go in the half and two timeouts to possibly move closer.
33-yard line for Port Washington. And chance after chance for Port Washington to extend this lead. Iorio with Sarkazy to his right. Apat, Gannon, and Shanahan as the receivers, and Siciliano one-on-one left. He rolls out right, has time, pressure coming from behind, throws it right sideline, and he had number 15, Jacob Apat, but he just leads him too far, and he throws it away.
Jimmy Gannon, again, was also in the area there, but did just throw it away to keep it safe and give them another down here.
Pressure coming from behind Iorio. Nice job of him recognizing that and getting the ball away. With 52 seconds left in the half. Looking to get into at least field goal range.
Still have two more downs to do it and possibly a third depending on how close they are.
It is second and 10. Iorio motions Gannon to his right. And he's going to give the ball to Sarkazy. Nice play, but it might be a holding call here.
This will be a holding call, and now it does stop the clock, but this is going to bring them back out of any possibility of field goal range.
It will be holding. It will be holding against number 64. That will be Angad Walia.
The center right there on the hold. Maybe. But then again, whenever there's a big play like that, the hold probably is the reason that the hole opened up in the first place.
The line has been playing really well to start this game, and that's really been their only mistake so far. And that will move the Vikings back to their 40-yard line.
We've seen the penalties killing Hicksville all night. That might be the first run we've seen on the Port Washington Vikings.
Iorio, empty backfield, takes his snap, looking right, throws quick to number two, has space, makes a man miss, and he's down. 12-yard gain inside the 30 at the 29-yard line.
It'll be Mikey Melitino there on the reception. And now they're going to run up to the line with 25 seconds
empty left.
Empty
backfield again here for Iorio. Takes a snap, looking left. He pump fakes, rolling left, has all day to throw it, and he's just going to run out of bounds at the 27-yard line, a gain of three.
Looks to have a man open, but with the clock counting down, now only 15 seconds left, you got to just take what you can get and get out of bounds.
I like what I'm seeing here from Iorio so far. Quick decision making. Not too hesitant to throw it deep, and making a lot of good throws so far as a timeout is called by Port Washington.
And now it is decision time on 4th and 3 for the Vikings.
13-second left. The offense has been moving very nicely, but time is not on their side. And if I'm the coach, I would be going for a field goal here with Bax already nailing two extra point attempts.
He has the confidence after going 5-for-6 last week and 3-for-2 next week. It is a lot more than an extra point, but still, probably you do go for it here to make it a three-score game going into half. Boston also does get the ball after halftime. I think Phil had that three and out to start the game. Forced by the poor Boston defense.
And it looks like offense might stay out there for this one.
And now the clock has been moved down even more. Now there are going to be 7 seconds left in the half.
That changes things 100%. That changes things. Even if the offense stays out, they need to get a timeout right away. A quick throw and...
On fourth down, this might be to the end zone. Because if the play takes 7 seconds, the down doesn't matter. This could be an end zone
shot. Right Siciliano and Gannetta's lefty takes a snap. He's looking. Not a lot of time. Pressure up the middle. He's scrambling. Has time. He's going to look, looking. Still looking. Can't find a man. And it's going to be 0 seconds left on the clock. Last play of the game. He's running right. He's going to still looking for someone. Still looking for someone. This might be the longest play I've ever seen. Going back to the left. Almost slips. Now he's going to look to throw. Throws it end zone. Caught, but it's not in the end zone.
It was caught by Jake Siciliano, but he was shy at the 5-yard line, and the half is going to end. What a play there by Anthony Ayoade to make something happen, but just couldn't get enough, and the Vikings blew the half, getting the ball after half and up by 14.
And the Vikings up here 14-0 at halftime. We will see you for the second half.